You're listening to SBS News.
It's been an emotional recovery process for the crew working to honour the lives lost in a sunken boat disaster earlier this year. A submarine on a barge leaves the pier at 4 o'clock every morning. Three Australians with a Lebanese background have been helping to try and retrieve the bodies of 40 people who died when the boat capsized in April. Nazee Sabi was born in Lebanon, but for a long time, he mostly identified as Australian.
Up until I was an adult, I regarded myself as an Australian and didn't want anything to do with Lebanon. Mm. But as I get older, you start to inquire and, you know, think about, you know, where did I come from a nationality, where did my parents come from, and where's my ancestry?
The men's charity Oz Relief is running the mission, and the submarine team has so far found the remains of at least 10 bodies. Mr. Sabi is an engineer with 30 years' experience and has his divers and boat licences. He volunteered when Oz Relief launched its operation because of his ties to Lebanon.
I'm a successful engineer and multinational. We're all volunteers. Most of us are volunteers. We do this because, you know, we want to give back.
The group says families are still mourning 4 months after the tragedy, and it's important to help them find a sense of closure. Some bodies are believed to still be in the cabin of the boat. For those that have been found, an attempt to recover them in order to allow the families to hold a proper burial had to be paused. The decomposition of the bodies meant they disintegrated when trying to be retrieved, and under the pressure of the water, the boat is essentially stuck in quicksand. But 47-year-old Tom Zarika says perhaps the bodies should remain where they are.
For the family, I think I would be doing a disservice to them by interrupting their resting place. It is actually, I wouldn't say, it's a beautiful place, okay? It's very calm and peaceful. Today it's shaken, but it's a calm place. And they're like sitting there, suspended in time.
Ahmed El Ayoubi says his family came to Australia for a better life, but he moved back to Lebanon in 2000 to pursue a path of service.
Got a call from Australia to start working with Oz Relief, and funny to say that I refused it several times because I said I didn't want the responsibility.
He says he has witnessed people living in tents and sheds. Therefore, more work needs to be done to help the community.
Hopefully we can continue and grow a lot bigger than what we are. I mean, I've been only 2 years here.
Mr. Zarika says he supports refugees and he wants to help where he can, adding that these people deserve honour and respect.
We're one of them. We're the product of that. So, you know, when it happens in our own country, in our birth country, it means it's very, very painful. And that's how I give back.
Mr. Sabi says despite the economic collapse in Lebanon, the community is resilient. The group plans to distribute more food aid and clothing to help even further. Brooke Young, SBS News.